Again, thank you all for coming and being a part. When we choose a theme for a children's program, it usually takes, 6 or 7 weeks that we study that particular theme. You've heard the expression, well, he just has issues. You've heard that kind of expression. I'm sure you've said that about me. I'm sure I've given you multiple reasons to say that about me. We've all heard that. Well, what we did this last theme is we looked at some of the issues that these kids have to live with and share and understand truly what it's like to have these issues as a kid growing up right here in Trenton. Sometimes the issues are ones that show themselves at home, other times at school, other times in their friendships. But we looked at some of the issues of what it is that our kids go through in this time and day and age. And we've looked at them head on, and we've come to find out that those issues, in the end, are part of what makes us unique and who we are, different from anyone else. Issues are things that we sometimes laugh at, but at the same time, they make us the character that we carry with us. And so there's a good aspect of issues as well. Well, it's time for the children's program, and it's just entitled Issues.
Issues. Everybody has issues. Even my dog and cat have issues. And issues is that certain something that can trip you up. Some issues we just learn to live with. Not all issues are solvable. I may not know a few of my own issues. Perhaps other people can see an issue in me that I don't even see. But here's a staggering idea. My own personal issues can make me different. After all, I am loaded with individuality and shouldn't be afraid to be different.
The way of a sin made the mountain. We hear a lot about the term peer pressure, but we have learned that a person doesn't always have to go along with the crowd. God created us, each of one of us, to be unique, original. I am an original. No one is exactly like me, and likewise with you. So be true to yourself. How well will be being true to Jesus?
We live in a disposable society. We get our use of something and then we throw it away. We don't expect things to last and last. Cell phones, a pair of jeans, a video game, even the latest song won't stay around long. It is very difficult for us to make a commitment and then stay with it. But God wants our yes to be a yes, and God wants our no to be a no. We should choose our commitments carefully, and we should stay true to them. Jesus stayed true to his commitment to God. We should too.
Thank you. Sometimes people think it's cool to be rude. Drive-by shootings, road rage, classroom hostility are all inexcusable. If you want to really be popular, dare to be different. Be kind, Jesus once said. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I can't be everybody's best friend, but I can be kind to everybody. And when I am most in control of myself. Kindness is an end thing, and it always will be.
Building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can chase a dream that seems so out of reach, and you know it might not ever come your way. Dream. That tomorrow will be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. That tomorrow they'll forget you ever sing anyway. Yeah, sing it anyway. Yeah, yeah. I sing, I
someone once said that it's not who you are that holds you back, it's who you think you are. So let me ask you, who do you think you are? You know it could or makes sense to believe in yourself. God never wants you to build a false case against oneself. But sometimes we put ourselves down, and when that happens, we lose our own confidence. So we have learned by, since God believes in us, that we should believe in ourselves too. It's just good common sense.
A risk is something you do that doesn't guarantee the outcome. Faith in God is risky. Will God answer my prayer just as I pray it? Will I appear as a fool if I trust, really trust God? Well, since I cannot control God, my faith will always involve a certain degree of risk. But the biggest risk of all is not having any faith in God. What a foolish issue that would be. That's an issue we don't need. We're all a little different, thank God. But we're all the same when it comes to faith in God. Faith is a little risky, but not having faith is very risky.
Step back and then sit down. This is one of us.
I've always been the kind of girl that hid my face, so afraid to tell the world what I've got to say. But I have this dream bright inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know, and to let you know, this is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. Yeah, this is me. Do you know what it's like to feel so in the dark? To dream about a life when you're the shining star. Even though it seems like it's too far away, I have to believe myself, it's the only way. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. Yeah, this is me.
Use your imagination. That's what God wants us to do. God plants inside of us a unique imagination. Mine is a little different from yours. That's just part of each person's originality. When you look at us today, perhaps you are looking at tomorrow's patriots or poets or singers or teachers or nurses or pet doctors or ministers or farmers. Whoever we become, we will need your help. Help us to believe in you. Help us to believe that you believe in us too. Let us put our imagination together and help God make tomorrow.
Thank you.
In these last 8 weeks, we have studied kindness and commitment and originality and individuality and patriotism and imagination and confidence and perseverance and risk, because all of those themes are connected with some of the issues of what it's like to grow up as a kid in today's world. These are your kids, and they are outstanding because they are the kids of Jesus. Thank you.
Upon God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is the Creator and the Lawgiver and the Covenant Maker. The Son is the Lord and the Messiah and the Savior. And the Holy Spirit is the Comforter and the Guide and the Supporter. When you put the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit together, they call it Trinity. Just as water can be turned into gas, a solid, or a liquid, there is one God who is the best understood in three different ways: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's the church's way of teaching us about God. My way of thinking about God is that God is totally awesome.